That's how it's good to have 10 times Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. You need these first two, because later on, there's only 4 times that he changes from Big Day Kiddush to Big Day Churul. Throughout the day of Yom Kippur, he only changes 4 times. We'll soon see the 4 times. So in between each changing, he had to do 2. That's how you have 8. Now, so where's the 10? The first 2. So this time, according to Meir, this first changing from his Big Day Churul to the Big Day Zohar, he had to wash the hands 2 times. That's how you get 10. Elul Rabbanah, but according to our Mishnah, that says this first changing, you only wash your hands 1 time, L'chura Tisha Hevi, you only have 9 times the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Where do you have the 10 times? Trashi Tisha Hevi, the Chosrei Tefillah Rishayim, the Chat Kiddush. By the first tefillah, this is one of the 5 tefillahs, and the first tefillah, since you only took off, you did the chol, you don't have to wash hands for that shita. So you only wash your hands for the next levishas, you only have 9. Have the Gemara push it. Amriloch Rabbonon Kiddusha Basra. I tell you, the last Kiddush is the 10th one. Ki Porsha Big Day Kiddush, the Lovesh Big Day Chayil, Ovid Lehosim. After we finished all our Avodah Sayyim, after we changed 4 times, now the last Pshita, when he's taken off his Big Day Kiddush to put on the Big Day Chayil, according to Rabbonin, for the Pshita alone you have to make a Kiddush. So in the morning, you make 1 Kiddush, Nekovah Denu Levisha. And at the end of the day, when you've taken off your Big Day Kiddush, you have to make another Kiddush to cover the Pshita. That's how you have your 10. You have 1 at the beginning, 1 at the end, and then the 4 times in between that he changes from Big Day Kiddush to Big Day Lovin, from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, 2 at each time. That's how you have your 10, even according to Rabbanan. Shashi Kedusha Basra, Kishagomar Avedas, Kol Ayayim, Upoishit Big Day Kiddush, Pulevish Big Day Choyol, Ovid Lehosom, Kishabol Lisha Big Day Kiddush, Lidan, the Sviolon, Kiddush Chad HaPshita. The Rabbanan Svari is 1 is for the Pshita, 1 is for Levisha. So now it's very good. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Ubo Aaron El Oyel Moed. It's in the middle of the parasha of the Avodah Sayyim in Yom Kippur here. Here's in Pasuk Chav Gimel, it puts this Pasuk. But Ubo Aaron El Oyel Moed, Ufoshat Es Big Day Habod, Ashalovash Bevoy El HaKadosh V'Nichem Shom. He takes those Big Day Habod. Now here the Torah does not say exactly for what purpose does Aaron have to come in. Just as Ubo Aaron El Oyel Moed, he has to come in right now. Doesn't say for what purpose. Tomorrow, lo mahu bo, why is he coming in? Is ene bo en lohitzi esakafi esamachtam. I tell you, he's only coming in to the heichel, to Kodesh HaKadoshim, to take out the kaf and the machtam, the shovel and the pan that he brought the kferis inside. Why? V'chol ha'pasha kula nemra l'seder. All the sukkim here in Acharei Mois that say about the avodas yom of Yom Kippur is k'seder. Chutz mi posik zim. This posik is one interruption that doesn't really belong here. Why? My time, what do you say this for? Why do you say this plot? This plot is not in the right place? It goes like this. Because Amar Rav Chizda, you say this, Gemiri, we know halach l'mashim Sinai, that chomesh tfilois, the asore kiddushin, toivo kohen god l'mekadosh boi b'yoyim. On Yom Kippur, the kohen god had to go to the mikvah 5 times, and he had to make 10 times kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And why is that so? The first tfilah was before he went into the asore, and then 4 times when he changes the begodim from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov, Zov to Lovin, Lovin to Zov, each time he changes, he has to go to the mikvah and he has to be toivel. And he has to make 2 times Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So that's how you have 5 tefillahs and 10 kiddushim. Now, the Kisidron, if you tell me this pasuk here, like is in the right place, it's not Shlevim Kaimai, if you read the psukim itself, Le Meshkachas Lu Elasholas Tefillahs. The Pesukim itself only say 3 times that the Kohen Gadol changes from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, Lovin to Zov, and then Zov back to Lovin. That's all the Torah says. So according to the Pesukim itself, it's Mashm only 3 times he changes Begadim. So he'll have to go to the mikvah those 3 times, and 1 time he went to the mikvah in the morning before he came into the Azorah, so you only have 4 times the Tefillahs. So how come we have Alach L'Moshe, he went 5 times, and Vayta V'Shisha Kedushim? If you only went to the mikvah 3 times, you'll only have 6 kedushim in between. So how do we have this extra tefillah? Elamai, this pasuk of the hay of Uvo Aaron Eloyah Moed is not in the right place. So this is in the wrong place. And therefore, in between, there's another changing of the begodim. That's how we have now 4 times he had to change his begodim. So that's very good. He had to change 4 times, 4 tefillahs in the mikvah, 8 Kiddush in the Yudayim Berglayim, and then 1 Tefillah in the morning, and a Kiddush then, and a Kiddush at the end. That's why you have the 10. The Gemara says like this. This is the Seder now. Tanya Omer Rav Yehuda. Minayin l'chomish tefillah. How do we know the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur had to go to the mikvah 5 times? The Asara Kedushin. And he had to be Kiddush Yudayim Berglayim 10 times. She'atoyvo Kohen Gadol. On the Kaddish Bar B'Yoyim. How do we know? The Bosa says, Uvo Aaron Eloi Amoyim. Uvo Shat as Big Day Habod. The Ruachat Besar B'Mayim. The Mokam Kaddish. He has to go to the Mikvah, the Mokam Kaddish. The Lov Ashes Begodim. Then he puts on a new set of Begodim. The Yotze goes outside, the Yotze, and he does his Avoida. Holomaratov, from here we learn out, that what? That Shekol HaMishana, anytime the Kohen Gadol changes, may avoidably avoid him. One set of Begodim that he was doing inside Lefnim, and now he's changing to put on the big days of, is Toyin Tefillah. You have to go to the mikvah. That's what we're dashing from this posse. That every time he changes begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. So since he changes begodim 4 times, he had to go to the mikvah 4 times. And the first tefillah was in the morning the 5th time. Omer Rebbe. So now Rebbe is saying another drosha, how we know these 5 tefillahs and 10 kedushim. First Rebbe Yehuda said one shot. Now Rebbe is saying like another drosha. Amar Rabbi, minayin lechomish tefillos, the yasore kiddushin, she'toivo koyin godol u'mekadish boi b'yoyim. How do we know Tak on Yom Kippur, he had to do 5 tefillos, and 10 times to mekadish yudayim v'raglayim? She'nem redashin from another posik. The posik says, k'soynez bad kodesh yilbosh, like he should put on a big day vad, the white begodim, made from linen, u'michnes seivad yor b'sori, she wears underpants, u'va'avneid bad yachkor, he has to wear the girdle, over mitznefes bad yitznos, he has to wear the mitznefes also without a bad. Big day kodeshim, these are begodim shor kodesh. For rochatz b'mayim es besoroi, he has to wash and go to the mikvah. Or leveshim, and he has to put on these begodim, these big day lovim. His whole maratov, from here we learn out. Shekol ha'mishanem yavoida la'avoida. Here, like he was taking off his big day zahov, the golden, the 8 begodim, amanas to put on these 4 begodim. And the Pasuk says, Toyin Tefillah, he has to have a mikvah. So from here we learn out that every time the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, he has to have a tefillah. The Yom, when the Pasuk also says, Big Day Kodeshim, that these begodim are Kodesh, which is really an extra word here, but truth we're talking about the begodim are Kodesh. So here we learn out to say, what? Hukshu kol ha begodim kulum zelazim. All the begodim are hukish zelazim. And our like Rashi says, Yom would be the Kodeshim. The Torah Mikra Zer Atzmoi is a drosh, it's an extra posik. Like later we'll see exactly what we dashed in from this posik of Vigde Kodeshim. Now the Gemara explains, like this goes both according to Rebbe and both according to Rebbe Yehuda, that the Chomesh Avoido is Heim. He's both according to Rebbe Yehuda, both according to Rebbe, they're two different sukkim. How do we know that when he changes from one begad to the other begad, he has to have a tefillah? Now, how many times does he change? So Gemara says, V'chomesh avoid the same. There are 5 different avoiders that Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur. Tomit shel shacha b'big day zov. The first avoid he does in the morning is, with his big day zov, he has to do the tomit shel shacha. Then he does avoiders hayoim b'big day lovin. He does the avoiders hayoim, he brings the kabonas hayoim, and he brings the keteris wearing the big day lovin. When he goes lefnei lefnin. Then he has to come outside to do eloi v'elhom. He brings his korban da'il, and he brings the korban for the tzibur, which is done outside, the big day zov. Then, this is the chiddush now, that even though before he was inside doing the k'teris, when he comes out, he doesn't come out with the kafel machta, but he interrupts, he makes an interruption. He comes outside to do the eloi, the elom. Then he goes back in again to get the kafel machta, the big day lovin. He has to change over again to put on the big day lovin. That was the chiddush of the pasuk before, Uvu Aaron Eloi Yomayid, that the Pasuk is out of place to teach us that in between the Eloi, he has to stop and go back in again to get the Kafel Machta. And that's done the Big Day Lovin. Then, Tomet Shovein Habayim, the Big Day Zov. So these are the 4 changes that he has to do on Yom Kippur. Now, Minayin Shekol Tfilo Tfilo Tzricha Shnei Kedushin. Here's like another Sharon now. How do we know in between each Tfilo, you have to do 2 times to Mekadosh Yedayim Verglayim? It's up until now, we just learned, you have to have 5, the 4 changes, and each change needs a tefillah. Similarly, we know he has to go to the mikvah 4 times, and the first time in the morning, that's the 5th time.
But how do we know now that by each tefillah you have to have a kiddush adayin two times, maybe only one, or mehechtesi altogether? So here's some machlokes. The Gemara says, Talmudayma, the first rosh is ufoshat v'rochat. Like the first apostle says, take off your begodim, and then v'rochat here will soon dash in v'rochat, meaning the kiddush adayin v'rglayim, and then we also dash in v'rochat v'lovash. That before, like when you're putting on the new set of begodim, there's also an inyan of a rechitza to make a kiddush adayin v'rglayim. Like Rashi says, Talmudayma ufoshat v'rochat. Hach milsa Rebbe komalo. This is Rebbe's drasha. The gomat tfilois mi v'rochat b'mayim. He learned out the inyan of tfilom from the pasuk v'rochat b'mayim. They said the big deal of him. The yaitzelei haikra the Rebbe Yehuda, and this whole pasuk is extra now. The dorish lo likedushin to tell you there's an inyan to be mekadosh yadayim v'rglayim. Uposhat v'rochat v'rochat v'lovash. Means hitelah kosa v'rochat. The Torah puts the word v'rochat in between. Then uposhat v'lovash, between uposhat and v'lovash, Lipton to teach us to give us rechitza l'pshita, that there's an inyan to make a kiddush adayim v'rglayim l'kavod the pshita for taking off the old begodim, or rechitza l'lovisha, and the second time you have to be lovash because of the new lovisha, you have to have a second kiddush adayim v'rglayim. This is the way the Tanakhama learns out. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Omer, he says no. Kal v'chayma, he learns that from the Kal v'chayma. Oma b'mokim shein toin tefila. Ma duch a regular kohen when he comes into the avod in the morning. He doesn't have to go to the mikvah. So still toin kiddush, he has to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Is mokim she toin tefila over here on Yom Kippur, when the kohen gadol has to be tefil in between changing the begodim, is eino din she toin kiddush? Isn't it for sure that he also has to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim? That's how we know whenever he has to go to the mikvah to change the begodim, for sure he also has to have a kiddush adayim v'rglayim. For the Gemara, ima lahalan, kiddush echad. If you're learning it out from a regular kohen, like when he comes in to do the avodah in the morning, he has to have a kiddush adayim v'rglayim. Over there, you only have to do it one time. Maybe afkan kiddush echad. Here also, when the kohen gadol changes his begodim, maybe you only have to be mekadosh his hands one time. Talmud leima, this would dash in the posik. Uvo Aaron Eloyim Moed, Ufoshat Es Bigdei Habad, Asher Lovash. Ma Talmud Leima Asher Lovash. What does the Pesuk have to say? Take off the clothing that you were wearing. Like Pshita, Klum Odom Poshet Elam Asher Lovash. Doesn't the person only take off something he was wearing? Like what does the Pesuk have to say? Take off what you were wearing. Elo, the Pesuk is telling us, Lahakish Pshit Lelavisha. It's coming to tell us the Hekish, the taking off to the putting on. Ma levisha, just like we're putting on the new begodim. We have this svaros kal v'chayma. Toyin kiddush, you have to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Is af pshita toyin kiddush? Who are then taking off your old begodim is also a svaros to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So that's how your blessed Rebbe Shimon learns out, you have to have two times a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Like Rashi says, ma mokim shein toyin tefillah. Means kol yemois hashana habo la'avoid ein toyin tefila min atayro elam adivrei seifrim liskor tumi yishana. It's only yisfarim with rabbon like we had before. We had viewed the sheet that was you have to have this tefila. Still we say toyin kiddush before you come in to do the avoida in the morning. You have to first make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Yichsiv the pasuk says bevoyom eloyom moyed ovekirvosam el hamizbech yirchatsu. You have to wash your hands. Al b'zoi here by Yom Kippur, mokem shetoyin tefila b'Yom Kippur, l'chol chalifas begodim. Every time he changes begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. Is ein adin that he has to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Then the Gemara asks, maybe only one. How do we know? Two times. Tzvidashin ma levish shetoyin kiddush, tenafkulei mikal v'chemim mitzvila, kiddi amorin, umi v'poshat v'rochat l'dorash Rav Lezer Rav Shimon shetoyin kiddush, and the reboilin l'tefila. Laugh for the big days of Krib Yudah. I guess we'll see later. He needs this pasuk for something else. So the kids said, this is the way we're learning out now. That Zayah Koran to Rabbi Yudah, Zayah Koran to Rebbe. There are four times that the Kohen Gadol has to change over his begodim. And each time he has to have a tefillah. And we're learning out now two different ways. How do we know each time he went to the mikvah, he had to have two times the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Either poshat because the hekesh of v'lov, it says poshat v'rochat v'lovash. We're also close to this Kal v'chayma now, and also we'll have the hekesh of a poshat v'rochat to say you have to have two times
a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. All right, now let's see Rashi now. Rashi on top says, Uvu Aaron el oyel moed. Nemar acha shegomer haktorah. The pasuk says this after he finished doing the ktoros. Umatan davan par v'soyim. Is lama hu bo el heichol harei gomer avedosa. He already finished all his avedis. After mikra zeh, and the pasuk also doesn't say why does Aaron have to come in. The rest of the parsha of Ephraim says every avoid the way it was supposed to be. The parsha is kach yisaydir avodosim. Only this pasuk is different. It says about taking out the pail and the shovel. Af im avodas apnimis, with the avodas apnim. The pasuk doesn't say that he has to go outside and bring the aisle and aisle on the time in between. According to the portion of the Pesukim, the Mashma, that when he was inside doing the Avodas Panim, he did the Kteris, and then he brought out the Machter also, and then he did the Ayil. So observe, he doesn't have to go back in again, he'll only have to have three times changing over the Begodim. That's why we say this Chiddush now, and here we're dashing Rav Chisda, that's Gemiri, that five times he had to go to the Mikvah, so for sure four times he had to be changed over his Begodim. How do we have that? That the Hoitzoyis Kafo Machter was like in between. Like he had to, while he was inside, after doing the Keteris, after doing the Panim, he had to go outside and bring his aisle and aisle home, and then they had to change over to Big Day Lover for that. Then he had to go back in again with Big Day Lover to take out the Kafo Machta, and then he came outside again, and again he put on Big Day Lover to do the Keteris, to do the Talmud Shobein Abayim. So the Kitzur, the way the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur was like this. First he had to make a Tefillah outside, and then he put on his Big Day Zohov, and he went inside to do the Tumid. After he did the Tumid, then he had to go to the Mikvah again, change the Begodim, put on Big Day Lovin, and go inside the Fnei Lefnin to do the Avodah Sayyim. And he did the Keteris then also. Then he came outside to do the Ayloi, the Ayloim, and he had to change over from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zohov. Then he had to go back in again to take out the Kafa Machta from the Keteris. So he had to change again a third time, from the Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lovin to go inside. And then a fourth time he had to change from the Big Day Lovin back to the Big Day Zov in order to finish off the Avodis of the Tumid Shobein Habayim. Alright, we'll stop here. You'll start over again, the Flamed Beis Amar Aleph, again. There were two memories. Come up around the 10 lies down. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. He started off, Yehuda said, Minayin l'chomash tfilois v'yasori kiddushin shetevo kohen gadol u'mekadesh bayi bayoyim. How do we know that, like the Mishnah says on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol has to go to the mikvah five times, and he has to have 10 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? So Rabbi Yehuda shiit v'yis tamudayim, the pasuk says, Uvo Aaron Eloi Yomoyit, u'fashat es big dehabod, v'rochat v'sora b'mayim, b'mokim kodesh, v'lovesh es begodo, v'yotza v'yosa, this pasuk is saying, take off the Big Day Habod and go to put on your Big Day Zohov, and you have to go to the mikvah. So you see, when you change your clothing, you have to go to the mikvah. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. Every time the Kohen Gadol would change his clothing, he had to go to the mikvah. That's the Yehuda Shita. Now, Omar Rabbi says a little bit different. How do I know that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah five times? And really the five times is we had one time he does in the morning before he comes in. And then there are four times that he changes his begodim back and forth. That's the four of the next four tefillos. How do you know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, K'soynes bad kodesh yilbosh, or mitnes say bad yiyya al besoroi, or vavnei bad yachum, or vestefes bad yitznof, Big Day Kodesh Ayim, V'rochas Pamayim Es Besor Elevation. The Pasuk is saying now, when you're taking off your Big Day Zov, to put on the Big Day Bar, to put on the four Begodim, the four Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the Mikvah. Ho'lamaratov, here you learn out, Shekol HaMashanam Yavoy Deli Avoy Detoyin Tfilo. That's Rebbe's Drosha. So there are two different sukkim to learn this out from. The two times the Torah says when the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. Now Rabbi Yenzor for Yomer, here the pasuk says, Big Day Kodeshim, he's changing his begodim that are Kodesh, they're Big Day Kuna. His hook shall call up begodim kulam zelazir. That all the begodim are hookers zelazir. And the Gemara soon, on number of days, will soon see what Rabbi meant to say. Now the Gemara is going to ask, Rabbi's pasuk, Sonis Bad Yilbosh, the pasuk is talking about that you're taking off your Big Day Zohov, the eighth begodim, the Kohen Gadol, and he's putting on now the four Big Day Lovin. For this we see you have to go to the mikvah. The Gemara is going to ask, how do we know the opposite way? If you take off your Big Day Lovin, Almanas to put on the Big Day Zohov, how do we know at that time also you have to go to the mikvah? And that's the Gemara's terrace that Rabbi said, V'yomer, Big Day Kodeshim. The pasuk says that these are Big Day Kodesh, means Huk shall call up begodim kulam zelazir. All the begodim have the same halacha. They're just like when you switch from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Who are doing the opposite? When you change from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov, you also have to go to the mikvah. Now the Mora says, the Chomesh Avoidis saying, there were five Avoidis the Kohen Gadol did. Tomid Shoshachar, the Big Day Zov. First he put on the Big Day Zov to do the Tomid Shoshachar. Then Avoidis Sayoin, the Big Day Lovin. He had to bring the Kabbana Shal Yom Kippur with wearing Big Day Lovin. Then Eiloi, the Eloam, the Big Day Zov. He had to change back again to the Big Day Zov to do his carbon oil and the carbon oil. Then Kafel Master the Big Day Lovin. Then he had to go back inside again to put on the Big Day Lovin to take out the Kafel and the Master Shal the Keteris, the pin and the shovel of the Keteris. Then he came outside again to put on again the Big Day Zov to do the Talmud Shebein Habayim, the Big Day Zov. Since there are four times the Kohen Gadol changed the Godim, and in between he had to go to the Mikvah. And the first time he goes to the Mikvah in the morning, so that's how we have the five Tfilas. Now, Uminayin Shekol Tfilos 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 Shnei Kedushin, how do we know that in between you go, every time you go to the Mikvah, you have to be Nekadosh your hands twice? Like we're saying, there are 10 times on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol has to make a Kiddush Yodayim Vergilayim. That means two each time he changes the Godim. How do we know this? So Talmud Loimah, the first of Gemara says, we learn out, the Pasuk says, Uforshat, he takes off his Godim. Then the next Pasuk says, Verochatz. And Magadashan, this Verochatz does not mean going to the Mikvah, but it means a Kiddush Yodayim Vergilayim. Because the word Verochatz is extra. We have other Psukim to say it means already going to the Mikvah. So this Verochatz means a Kiddush Yodayim Vergilayim. And then if the next pasuk says Belovash, so we put the Verochat in between the Poshat and Belovash, as if to say you have to have a Kiddush because you took off a pair of Begodim, and you have to have another Kiddush in the covered putting on, you're wearing the new Begodim. So that's how we know each time you have to have two times a Kiddush at Yodayim Reglayim. That's the Tanakhama. We have Elazar Reb Shimon Omer. He says another Pshat. How do I know that each time you change the Begodim, you have to have two times a Kiddush at Yodayim Reglayim? He has a Kabbal Chaimah. Every morning when you come into the Beis Hamikdash, you have to have a Kiddush Yodayim Vergilayim, even though you don't have to have a Tefillah Midiraisa, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Mokam Shetoyin Tefillah, here on Yom Kippur, that there's a mitzvah to be Tevil in the Mikvah, Ein Adin Shetoyin Kiddush, isn't it for sure that each time the Kohen Gadol changes his Begodim, he has to have the Kiddush Yodayim Vergilayim? For the Gemara, Imal Halan Kiddush Echad Afkan Kiddush Echad, but maybe only one time. How do we know to say two times? When you come in the morning, you only have to Mekadosh your hands one time. So how do we know here, when you change Begodim, go to the Mikvah, you have to do it two times? Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Uvo Aaron Eloyo Moid, Uforshat Ez Bigdei Avodah Shalovash. Now, Ma Talmud Leimah Shalovash. There's an extra word here. He takes off his clothing that he was wearing, like Pshita. But what else do you take off? A person only takes off the clothing he was already wearing. So why does the pasuk have to say, take off your clothing that you were wearing? Ella, this extra word, Ashalovash, is telling us, Lahakesh Kritalilavisha, to make a hekeshir that taking off the clothing has the same halacha like putting on the new clothing. As if to say, Ma Lavisha Torin Kiddush, just like to cover the new clothing, you have to have a Kiddush Yodayim Vergilayim, is Afshita Torin Kiddush. Who are dealing the cover, taking off the old clothing, also you have to have a Kiddush Yodayim Vergilayim. So that's how we know you have to have two times a Kiddush Yodayim Vergilayim in between with the Kohen Gadol, like goes to the mikvah, in between he changes his clothing. So mainly he changes the clothing four times, so there are four tefillahs, and then one tefillah in the morning, that's five, and now then the Kiddush also, one Kiddush in the morning, and then one Kiddush at the end of the day when he took off his Big Day Zov. And in between you had eight Kiddushim, so together it was 10 Kiddushim. Now we're going back, like Omar to explain these two mandiyomrim. We had a Rabbi Yehuda Shita dashing from one posik, and we had Rabbi the dashing from another posik. Like, how do we know that when the Kohen Gadol changes his clothing, he has to go to the mikvah? So
So before it was Omer Rav Yehuda. Minayin lechomesh tefilos v'asor kedushin shetoyim v'kerin godol mekadosh boi bayoyim. How do we know this halacha? Talmud loyma uvo Aaron el oyel moyed. V'rochat says besorah b'mayim. Says he comes into the oyel moyed and he has to go to the mikvah. The mokim kodesh. And he has to be toivol in the mokim kodesh. Is all the maratov near we learn out. Shekolam mishana mi'avoidel avoida. Anytime the Kohen Gadol is changing his clothing, like from one avoida, from the avoida's panim, to the avoida's chutz, is toyin tefillah. He has to go to the mikvah. That was a Yehuda's thought, pasuk. So the Mara Ashkechon, very good, this pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, me big day lovin, the big day zov. The pasuk is telling us, he takes off his big day lovin, and now he has to put on the big day zov. So that's good, I know he has to go to the mikvah. But how do you know the opposite way? Me big day zov, the big day lovin, minayin. How do you know in a case when you take off the big day zov, and now he's going to put on the big day lovin to go inside the Fnay Lefnim, how do you know you have to go to the mikvah also? So Mara answers like this, Tana, the very